你好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101。
大家好，我是 Victor.
Hey, I'm Amber, and this is Gengo Chinese. Welcome back. Today is lesson 25.
Get treated like an emperor in China.
Yes, we are going to tell you how.
You heard it here.
So today, Victor, is a very special occasion.
Right. Mike got an invitation.
Yes, and the Chinese are very hospitable in this way. Now, remember back to the very first lesson, Mike had a friend that he called before he left for China. Well, that friend's aunt and uncle are in China,
They
have invited him over for a meal.
It's very nice.
Royal treatment. Okay, so before we go to the meal, though, we're first going to do a little review of last lesson. Remember, Mike and Lily met on the street corner unexpectedly.
A twist of fate, yes.
Feng shui. And we learned some good words. We learned the word for weekend.
Right. Zhou mo, first tone and fourth tone.
Yep, and we also learned how to ask someone's opinion about something, what they thought of something.
Right.
It was using 怎么样. So you just put the thing you want to know is whether it's okay or what the opinion you want is plus 怎么样. For example,
3:30, 怎么样?
3:30, how about it? When you're making a suggestion. And the other thing is we learned the verb for talking about how you feel about something or what you think, which was
觉得.
So, Victor, what do you think of our Gengo lessons?
我觉得很好,我觉得很棒,
yeah.
很棒.
We also learned again the word for awesome.
Right.
So whether you think the Gengo lessons are great or awesome, both are acceptable.
Right.
Okay, so back to today's lesson. Today you are going to learn about being a guest in a Chinese home.
And this conversation takes place in Mike's friend's aunt and uncle's home.
Yeah, and it's between Mike and the aunt and uncle. Let's listen to the conversation.
欢迎你来，请进。
阿姨你好，我是麦克。
你好，我是张华，这是我爱人。
你好，你好，欢迎。
请坐。
谢谢。
来，喝茶。
你们家真漂亮，照片上是谁？
这是我儿子，他现在在深圳。
麦克，你家有几口人？
我家有五口人，我爸爸，我妈妈，我姐姐，我弟弟。
重复一次，慢速。
One more time, a little slower.
欢迎你来，请进。
阿姨，你好，我是麦克。
你好，我是张华，这是我爱人。
你好，你好，欢迎。
请坐。
谢谢。
来，喝茶。
你们家真漂亮，照片上是谁？
这是我儿子，他现在在深圳。
麦克，你家有几口人？
我家有五口人，我爸爸，我妈妈，我姐姐。我弟弟。
重复一次，加英文翻译。
One more time with the English.
欢迎你来，请进。
Welcome, please come in.
阿姨你好，我是麦克。
Hello, Auntie, I'm Mike.
你好，我是张华，这是我爱人。
Hello, I'm 张华, this is my husband.
你好，你好，欢迎。
Hello, hello, welcome.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
谢谢。
Thanks.
来，喝茶。
Here, drink some tea.
你们家真漂亮，照片上是谁？
Your home is really beautiful. Who is that in the photo?
这是我儿子，他现在在深圳。
He is my son. He is in Shenzhen right now.
麦克，你家有几口人？
Mike, how many people are there in your family?
我家有五口人，我爸爸，我妈妈，我姐姐，我弟弟。
There are five people in my family. My father, my mother, my older sister, me, and my younger brother. So, didn't I tell you, Victor, the Chinese are so hospitable? I'll tell you something you didn't know, right?
I agree.
But yes. Yeah, it's true. Many times I've been blown away by how well Chinese people treat their guests.
Right. It's really part of the culture. There's a saying in China, when friends come from far away, they should not be neglected in any way.
Oh, and I felt that too. Well, in this lesson, we've got tons of great vocab you can use when you are getting the royal treatment as a guest in a Chinese home. So let's take a quick look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
And now, the vocab section.
来
To come.
来 请
Please.
请阿姨
Auntie
阿姨爱人
Spouse, lover
爱人坐
To sit
坐喝
To drink
喝茶
Tea
茶家
Home, family
家几
How many? Under 10. A few.
几爸爸
Dad
爸爸姐姐
Older sister
姐姐弟
Younger brother
弟弟
Okay, let's take a closer look at these vocab words.
So the word for welcome is familiar to us, of course, from all the convenience stores and restaurants Mike has been going to.
Yes, we've heard this before.
All right, 欢迎光临.
Right, but today we hear a different rendition because people will not yell out 欢迎光临 when you come to their houses, thankfully.
Right. It's more for the business side.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes, rather, as this nice auntie does, you can say 欢迎你来. Huan, first tone, yin, second tone, ni, third tone, and lai is second tone.
Right, and it's very similar because we do hear the word for welcome, which is...
Huan ying.
Yeah, but instead she just says, huan ying ni lai.
Yeah.
The ni, of course, is you.
And we've learned word for to come, which we hear again here, lai.
Yeah, so basically she is just saying, welcome you to come.
Yeah, basically you're welcome at our home.
And we know this as well because we hear a couple of nice invitations next. The first one being, come in.
请进. 请, third tone. 进 is fourth tone.
Which is literally, please enter.
Yeah. And then, 请坐. 请, again, third tone. 坐, fourth tone.
Right. And that means, please sit. 坐 being the verb for to sit.
So the verb for to enter being 进 and the verb for to sit being 坐.
Yeah. Now, here is a little tidbit I want to share because I think it's very important and useful. And that is when Mike addresses this woman he just met as 阿姨.
Yeah. We call so many people our 阿姨. 阿 is first tone and 姨 is second tone.
Yeah. Now, the literal translation for 阿姨 is auntie. But basically, in Chinese culture, Victor, any woman that's older than you, especially like this, when it's a friend of the family or something, you will likely, it'd be better to address them as 阿姨 rather than their name, right?
It's a form of respect. And for a man older than you, you can call them 叔叔, which means uncle. 叔 is first tone, and the second one is the neutral tone.
Yeah. So as far as 阿姨 goes, anyone from your friend's aunt to your next door neighbor, a little way to endear yourself to them is to call them 阿姨, or for a man, 叔叔.
Plus, maybe it's easier than trying to remember everybody's
name.
Yes,
I think that's a very good side point as well. And speaking of names, we now hear some self-introductions all around when in our dialogue, which of course is familiar to us from our earlier lessons and our boot camp lessons.
Yeah, the auntie introduces herself and also her 爱人.
Now, this is an interesting word for some older people to call their spouse their 爱人. Well, 爱 is the word for love in Chinese, fourth tone.
Yep.
What? Auntie has a lover, Victor?
Well, maybe, but this is actually the word people often use to introduce their husband or wife. their spouse, 爱人.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Yeah, definitely.
Love person, literally. Okay, now Auntie continues to charm because she next invites Mike to drink some tea, which is really nice. And what does she say?
She says, 来喝茶.
Right, now we know 喝, first tone, means to drink. And 茶, second tone, is tea.
Yeah. And the expression 来 is just basically an invitation.
Yeah, we know it. We just learned it literally means to come.
Yeah.
But here, when you're inviting someone to do something, it kind of has the feeling of how in English we might say, here, have some tea.
Right, exactly. Now we hear Mike be a good guest and compliment his hosts on their home. And this brings us to the word for both home and family.
Yes, another one of these multi-purpose words in Chinese. One word that can be used for a few things.
So the word for home or family is 家, first home, 家.
Good, Nick. I mean, that's kind of appropriate. Home is where the family is, so yeah. You can use the same word.
Now, since we learned the verb for to take a photo in lesson 20 at a museum, today we also learned a word for photo. So first, Amber, do you remember what is the term for to take a photo?
Of course I remember. I have been a tourist many times in China.
I'm sure.
It's 拍照.
Good. So make the word for photo, we use the 照 from 拍照 and change it just a little bit.
To make it to a noun.
照片. 照, fourth tone, and 片 is also fourth tone.
Right, comes in handy. Okay, now last but not least of our vocab, it's family time.
Yeah, we learned quite a few members of the family in this lesson.
Yeah, so starting with the son who was in the photo, the 照片.
Yeah, the word for son being 儿子. 儿, second tone, 子 is the neutral tone.
Okay, and while we're on it, what about daughter? What's the word?
女, 儿, 女 is third tone, 儿 is second tone.
Okay, now something else interesting of note is that Chinese people are very family-centric, and so they even have different words for brothers and sisters depending on which birth order you are.
Yes, let's take Mike's family for example here. First, there are the obvious ones.
Yeah, let's start with mom and dad.
Yes, mom sounds a little like mom in English, mama. Ma, first tone, the second one is the neutral tone. Dad also, that is baba. Ba is fourth tone, and the second one is also neutral tone.
Okay, good. Now, what about brothers and sisters?
Okay, well, Mike says he has one 姐姐. 姐 is third tone, and the second one is neutral.
Okay, so this is where the birth order comes in. So 姐姐 means older sister.
Right. If you were a younger sister, it would be 妹妹. 妹, fourth tone, and the second word is neutral tone.
Okay, then Mike also said he had a 弟弟.
And 弟弟 is younger brother. 弟 is fourth tone, and the second one is neutral tone.
Okay, and if it were an older brother, what would be different?
Then it would be 哥哥. 哥 is first tone, and the second one, again, is the neutral tone.
Okay, good. Okay, we can do my family. Actually, wait a minute. I'm actually exactly the same as Mike. I have a 姐姐 and a 弟弟.
Okay.
How about you, Victor? Wait a minute. I remember you are the only child.
Yes, the one child policy.
How do you say only child?
You can say 独生子女.
Okay, well, let's just say for pretend's sake that you have an older brother and a younger sister. What would you say?
I would say that I have a 哥哥 and a 妹妹.
And since I'm the middle child, I can say that I am my sister's 妹妹 and I'm my brother's 姐姐, right?
Yes. And another thing of note is that generally we call our brothers or sisters by these titles, now their names.
Yeah, kind of like a pet name. Like if my little brother, I would just call him Didi all the time, right? It's kind of cute.
Okay, so now that we've learned all these family names, there is actually some grammar to point out about using them now, so let's take a look at that.
Okay, now remember way back in lesson 6, Mike gave his business card to Lily and he said,
这是我的名片.
And now this is kind of a good review of making the possessive in Chinese.
Right. To make the possessive in Chinese, we simply add a 的 after the pronoun or the noun.
So in the sentence we just heard, 我的名片. Means my name card.
Correct.
我的. But wait, let's look back at our dialogue today, where these people are talking about their family members, as in my son, my dad, my little brother. There was no 的, Victor.
That's right. Instead of 我的儿子, we simply hear 我儿子.
Yeah, there was no 我的弟弟. It was just 我弟弟. Now, the reason for this is because if there's a close personal relationship between you and the person or thing you're talking about, you don't actually need to put the 的 in. You can omit it.
Yes, so for family members, you can just leave out the 的 when saying my.
Right. So what other things are considered close enough to leave off the 的 for, Victor?
Well, for your home too, did you notice there was a case of this in our dialogue? When Mike complimented their house, he said 你们家真漂亮.
Right, so technically you would think it would be 你们的家, it's your house, right?
Right.
But because it's intimate with them, it's something very close to them, you don't have to put the 的 in. Okay, there's one more phrase we'll talk about today.
Yes, in the phrase 照片上是谁?
Right, so we're going to focus on using who here, the word for who being
谁, second tone.
Yeah, so let's start with that part of it.
Yes, to use who in Chinese to ask, as we have here, about who is someone, unlike in English, the who will come at the end of the sentence.
Right, so we hear Mike is asking about who is in the photo.
He says, 照片上是谁?
Right, so simply, blank, 是谁, is used to ask who is blank. It's just flipped around in Chinese. Okay, now this sentence also makes use of prepositions in Chinese. Prepositions being those little location words like at, in, on.
Yeah, so in English, we will probably say who is in the picture for this sentence.
Yeah, but in Chinese, they say it a little differently. They use the word for on rather than in this case.
The word for on is 上, so here 照片上是谁?
Right, literally, photo on is who. That's how you say it in Chinese. Remember the word for photo, 照片, then we have 上, on, then 是谁 is who.
Anyway, so as you go on and learn other prepositions, you'll find that this sentence pattern is very helpful.
Yeah, let's hear a few more examples of where we would use 上 in the same kind of sentence. Where would it be logical?
Well, you can say 车上是谁?
Right, which means who is in the car.
Or you could say 桌子上是什么?
Which actually means what is on the table.
Yeah, literally table on is what.
Yeah, so you can just substitute in the preposition as applicable.
Okay, last but not least, we can touch on a little measure word tip. Now we have learned in a few lessons how if you're talking about a number of people or other nouns, you have to put a measure word between the number and the noun.
Yeah, like for example, we learned before 一瓶水, which meant one bottle of water.
Right. So today in our dialogue, we're talking about how many people were in Mike's family.
Yeah, so since we're talking about how many people, we know we need a measure word. Now, the general measure word for people is 个, or sometimes we hear for more formal occasions, 喂.
But in our dialogue today, we heard a different measure word. It was in the sentence, 你家有几口人?
Right, so they've pulled another measure word for people out of the bag. But this is because when we're enumerating family members, we use 口 as the measure word, it's a special case.
Right.
口 being third tone.
And interestingly, 口 is the word for mouth. So it's kind of like saying, how many mouths are there in your family?
Well, so many mouths to feed, it makes sense, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, we'll leave you on that note. Have another listen to the dialogue and learn all about family members and go have some chats with your Chinese friends about family. And we will see you next time on Gengo Chinese.
Yeah, 再见.
再见.
欢迎你来,请进.
阿姨你好,我是麦克.
你好,我是张华, 这是我爱人.
你好,你好,欢迎.
请坐.
谢谢.
来,喝茶.
你们家真漂亮,照片上是谁?
这是我儿子,他现在在深圳。
麦克,你家有几口人?
我家有五口人,我爸爸,我妈妈,我姐姐,我弟弟。